O God, forsake me not. Words, my friends in Christ, from Psalm 70. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When our church was still over in Sharonville, we had the practice during the Christmas season to invite people over to the rectory for an open house and for a little party. And one of the features of the open house was a tour and explanation by Bishop Dolan of the different religious paintings and prints we have in the rectory. Many people over the years have given us some very beautiful paintings and prints. There's a certain type of religious engraving that I've always liked. These are engravings that were done in the 19th century by a French publisher called Picard. And he did engravings of many, many religious scenes, many liturgical scenes especially. We have these spread throughout the house and upstairs even, and we even have a couple of these in the bathroom. Now, there's one that I've contemplated actually quite a bit over the years, generally brushing my teeth, and it's a print that I found a little bit mystifying. I put a photocopy of it on the bulletin boards throughout the church and taped some up in the vestibule so you can take a look at it for yourself. It's a small print portrait of an aging clergyman. He is balding. His remaining hair is rather disheveled, and he looks somewhat haggard. Below the print is a description of who it is. The title is this, Simon Goudin, canon regular of the Royal Abbey of St. Victor, at age 55, in the year 1702. Now, a canon is a high ecclesiastical honor. It's the equivalent in Europe of what we would have called monsignors here in the United States. Now, appointment to the Abbey of St. Victor in France was a singular mark of honor, and it was reserved to the sons of the nobility. And in the print you can see the Canon Gourdon wearing his robes of office. Most portraits of important people from this period are done in a certain way. They have the subject looking out, looking perhaps a little bit into the distance, with head raised high, back straight, etc. A very dignified, noble look all the time. But not this one. And this is why I found it very interesting. The Canon Gourdon is depicted with his head bowed, with his eyes downcast, but with the peaceful look of someone who is lost in contemplation. And then there's that inscription, Domine memorabor justitiae tuae solius. O Lord, I will be mindful of thy justice alone. I always thought this was somewhat mystifying and somewhat unusual. Why this pose and why this inscription? It occurred to me once when teaching the course of the Psalms to the seminarians, and we spent a bit of time on this particular phrase, and it is the continuation of it that I think explains why the Canon Gourdon chose it for this particular inscription. It continues, Thou hast taught me, O God, from my youth, and unto old age and gray hairs. O God, forsake me not. Father Gourdon, in the picture, is on the threshold of old age. Indeed, in the time in which he lived, 55, it was time very much to start thinking about death. He has been through a lot in his life, and he has learned many things. And perhaps it is this, that only from contemplating the plan of God do we truly draw the correct lessons from what happens to us in life. And the canon is perhaps looking forward toward old age and death with confidence. So in the painting, and its representation in this print, we see the face of a man at peace. O Lord, I will be mindful of thy justice alone. Life, we could say, is a school. God has something to teach us, each in our own way. What he wants to teach us exactly, we shall know at our own judgment. But in the meantime, we know what it is in a general way, that we are supposed to learn who God is and learn that we are made for him. These are the big lessons we are supposed to learn in the school of life. One of the meanings for the word education is this, to bring out something in someone else, educere, to lead out. The idea being that you try to bring out the good in another person. This is a good thought as we begin school year, indeed as I begin my teaching down at the seminary in Florida this coming week. The beginning of the school year in the seminary, the rector reads to the seminarians the rule and explains the rule of the seminary to them, the different points about what their obligations are during the course of the day, during the course of the year, how and when they are supposed to keep silence, when they are permitted to speak, what the duties of their state of life are. The purpose of a rule in the seminary or in a religious order or indeed in school is to form those who are being educated. And often that is a long goal, and often that takes a long time. Having taught now beginning my 11th year teaching the seminary, that is something that you realize. It takes a long time to form young men to be good priests. I tell people sometimes jokingly it takes a long time to cook a good priest in the seminary. And it takes patience to do this. And you push those who are unformed in the right way, in the right direction toward the right goal, in the case of the seminary, toward the priesthood, by teaching self-discipline, holiness of life, and learning. O Lord, I will be mindful of thy justice. One of the things that you learn in the seminary is the definition of justice. And it boils down to this. It is rendering to each what is his, what belongs to him. So we are mindful of rendering in this life to God what belongs to him. And we have this whole Catholic inheritance of the truth that God has given us to explain to us exactly what he expects from us. We have it from our childhood or from our reception in the church. But if it just simply stays in our own memory, it's not really doing us much good. What we have received, we must see to it that it plays a part in all the experiences of life as they unfold. What we learn about our religion should not just remain on a dusty shelf in the brain, but it instead has to be the prism or the glass through which we see the whole of our existence. I will be mindful of thy justice, and at all times remember that I am a Catholic and that I have a soul to be saved or to be lost. But the psalmist continues, Thou hast taught me from my youth and unto old age and gray hairs. So all of the experiences of life are different ways in which God teaches us about himself and our destiny in him. In youth, we have our enthusiasms, our hero worship, our friendships. We have the things that we endure sometimes, sometimes injustices from misunderstandings of elders. In middle age, we have hard work, the feelings of success or failure, the heavy responsibilities toward others. Or there's the issue of how one's children turn out, or in the case of priest, how one's parishioners turn out. Sometimes I tell young people that after 30 years as a priest, I can predict the future for many people, because one sees the patterns repeat for good or for ill, and one sees these things play out over the years. Or in old age, there's the feeling of helplessness sometime, being a burden. The loneliness through loss of contemporaries through death. Or on the positive side, the privilege of giving wise and sympathetic advice and encouragement. All these things, from youth, middle age, and old age, all these things and other joys and sorrows are ways in which God teaches us the one great lesson. O God, forsake me not. And he never will. Because he is the good teacher. He is ever watching. He puts forth a word or a helping hand when he sees the difficulties of the task that are too great for the pupil to overcome. So God provides special graces for us at special times. So, the look on the Canon Gourdon's face is not so mystifying after all. God taught him a lot through the events of his life, and Father Gourdon eventually learned the lessons and became a man at peace. In every event of your life, ask yourself this question: what does God want me to learn here? Your life will become much more interesting, much more happy, filled with peace and the straight road to heaven. O Lord, I will be mindful of thy justice alone. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.